Welcome to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. So this year, Rosh Chodesh Iyar coincides with Shabbos. The Parashiyot HaShavua are Tazria Mitzorah, but when Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbos, we read a special Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. The Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh comes from Sefer Yeshayahu. It's actually the entirety of the last parak of Sefer Yeshayahu. Sefer Yeshayahu, parak Samech Vav, Psukim Aleph through Chaf Daleth. It's a very, very beautiful Haftorah. It follows a certain theme. It opens with HaKadosh Baruch Hu announcing, so to speak, his dominion over the world. It's a vision of the end of days. His punishment against those who have been sinful, who act contrary to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It then has passages of consolation and redemption about how the Geula will unfold, redemption for the people of Israel and Yerushalayim, the acknowledgement of the whole world and the awareness of the whole world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God. It ends with a pasuk of further chastisement, but like when we finish Eichel, we don't end on a note of negativity or chastisement. So like with Eichel, we repeat the second to last pasuk again. That is an overview of the Haftorah. Now let us look at some of the pasukim. Parak Samech Vav Sefer Yeshayahu, pasuk Aleph. Go Amar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, Baaretz Hadom Raglai, Eza Bais Asher Tivnu Li, the Eza Makom Menuchasi. Through the prophet Yeshayahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so says Hashem, the heavens are my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house can you build for me? How can you build a place for me where the Shekhinah can rest? It is a miracle. Salvechik says it is kaviyachal, a sacrifice on behalf of the Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah is mitzamtzem, contract itself to dwell in a finite space. And nevertheless, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu pasuk beis, ve'es kol eila yadi asasa, all of these, the heavens, the earth, my throne, my footstool, all of these I have made. Why? Because my hand has made them, says Hashem. But you call Elan Hashem. They all came into being only because of the declaration that God wills them to be. The Elzeh Abit, and to this I will pay attention, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Ani Unechei Ruach V'chared Al Devari. Who will I pay attention to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Not the haughty, not the mighty, not the sinners, not those who reject the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will look at the poor. I will look at those nechei ruach, broken spirit, the chared al dvri. I will look at those who revere, who fear the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the sinners, which Yeshayahu describes in pasuk gimel psukim. I should say gimel dalet and hey, those who bring empty sacrifices, who think that their avoda is precious to God just because they go through the motions. This is detestable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Navi says, ubishu kotzehem nafsham chafeta. Their souls desire these detestable ways, but I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see their sinful ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in these psukim that empty ketores, empty korban mincha, empty korbano, but you still are sinful. I do not desire these. On pasuk dalet and pasuk hey, speak further about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who reject these sinners and will bring punishment upon them. Moving ahead to pasuk zayin, so beautiful. B'terem now. The beginning of the Geula begins, and the Geula here is described as a woman giving birth, but not a woman giving birth over a long period of time, rather a woman who births over a quick period of time with barely a labor. All of a sudden, the birth has come. Pasuk Zayin, B'terem Tachil Yalada. Before Tzion even begins to feel the pain of labor, she will already give birth. B'terem Yavo Chevela. We all know the phrase Chevle Mashiach. Here it is in this pasuk. B'terem Yavo Chevela. The Himlita Zachar. Before her pangs of birth even come, she has already given birth to a male child. Pasuk Ches. Mishama Kazos. Who has ever heard of such a thing? Mi Ra'a Ke'ela. Who has ever seen of such a thing? Ayuchal Eretz B'yam Echad. Who has ever heard of this? Who has ever seen something like this? Can a land complete its labor in one day? Is a nation born in the blink of an eye? Tzion has labored and given birth to her children all at once. This moved me so much. I prepared this and I'm recording this 2 weeks into the war with Iran. It is Motzei Shabbos. Parshas Vayakal Pekudei, and the war with Iran is still ongoing. Actually, my son just messaged us after Shabbos, 8:30 our time, like 3:30 his time. He's on a kibbutz in the north. He said, I'm awake because we're in the shelter, because there's a siren. There was a siren for them Shabbat morning. There was a siren for them Leil Shabbat Friday night. They had to wake up and go to Mamad. And I saw as a direct result of the siren that my son messaged, he's in the Mamad. There was strikes in center Israel. Shrapnel fell in Cholon. It sparked a fire. And to read these psukim, by the time you hear this Haftarah, I'm not sure what the matzah will be. However, it should be the fulfillment of these beautiful words of the Haftarah. But to read here that when we say Yeshua Sashem Karef I and the salvation of God comes in the blink of an eye. That's really what Yeshua is describing and how we long for this day. And the birth, the Geula, will come so quickly. We won't even be prepared. The birth pangs will be like over in an instant. Does a woman give birth like this? But that is how Tzion will give birth and how we long for this and how we pray for this and we hope for this. Pasuk Tes, Ha'ani Ashbir V'lo Olid Yomar Hashem. The Mashbir is the birthing stone. Well, I set Tzion on the birthing stool and not help her give birth, says God. Imani Hamolid. Do I, who cause one to give birth, will I stop the birth of Tzion? It's rhetorical. If I put Tzion on the birthing stool, will I stop her from giving birth? Next pasuk is very famous. You're familiar with this verse, pasuk Yod. Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kol ohaver. Be happy with Jerusalem. Rejoice with her, all who love her. Sisu ita, rejoice with her. Masos kol mis abu mala, chazal tell us. Kol mis abel al Yerushalayim, zocha v'ra b'simchasa. Whoever mourns for the pain of Jerusalem, for the exile of Jerusalem, for the travail of Jerusalem, will merit to rejoice with her. That's what Yeshayahu says here. What an exquisite of Torah, what an exquisite psukkah. Perek Samech Vav Pasuk Yud. Listen to the pasuk again. We translated already. Simcha es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kol haver. Sisu ita masos kol mis abel mala. Anyone who mourns for the pain of Jerusalem through the long millennia of exile will merit to rejoice with Jerusalem. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yeshayahu tells us, Laman tinku usivata misod tanchumeha. So that you may nurse and be satisfied, satiated from the breast of its consolation. Laman tamotsu vihis anagtem miziz kivoda. So you may suck and delight from the ziv, from the glory and the aura of her honor. So just like a baby takes nourishment from the breast of its mother, so too Kaiso will take nourishment from the breast, so to speak, of Jerusalem. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu, kena nochi anachamenu. I, Hashem, please bring these words to us already. Dayenu v'yoshienu. The goddess is long enough. The pain is long enough. The travail is long enough. Hashem, save us. These beautiful words, the Shechina, don't you long for them? Also, ki ish asher imo tenechamenu, like a man whose mother comforts him, kein anochi anechamechem ubi Yerushalayim tenechumu. Just like a man who mothers comfort him, I will come for you, and through Jerusalem you will be comforted. Rabbi Machlis, Hani Machlis, Allah Hashem. Rabbi Machlis, Rabbi Machlis says as follows. I'm quoting from Emunah with Love and Chicken Soup, the biography of Hani Machlis, page 159, a teaching of Rabbi Machlis. Rabbi Machlis says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is frequently compared to a father, but at least in one place, Yeshayahu 66:13, that's the pasuk I just read to you, Hashem is compared to an ima, to a mother. The verse says, like a man who is comforted by his mother, God will comfort you. It means generally there is no one in the world who can make someone feel better than a mother. Rabbi Machlis points out, it does not say like a child who is comforted by his mother. Generally, we think, who needs a mother? A baby, a little child needs a mother. It doesn't say that. It says, ki ish, like a man who is comforted by his mother. Everyone, at every age, says Rabbi Machlis, needs a mother. So I think it's a beautiful nakuda that he points out here. The pasuk does not say, like a little child comforted by his mother, I will comfort you, my nation, says God. It says, ki ish. Asher imo tenachamenu. And here the Shechina is speaking like a mother. And I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav. For your reference, I'm quoting from Chumash Masoris HaRav, Sefer Vayikra, page 117 through 118. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik says, we know from daily experience that the father loves to stand beside the baby's cradle and rock it. and the baby is clean. If the baby dirties his diaper, his father will often immediately call to the baby's mother to clean the baby while he stands aside. The mother, on the other hand, is constantly ready to clean the baby and do all the necessary unpleasant tasks. So too in the spiritual world. The Creator relates to us as a mother relates to her child. He hears the cries resulting from man's spiritual crisis and immediately appears to offer help. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make an accounting of previous sins. When man finds himself in overwhelming distress, the Shechina Mother, Rav Soloveitchik hyphenated, Shechina-mother, strengthens her efforts. The Shechina is present at the moment the man is in distress and suffers from spiritual crisis. The Shechina, HaShochein Itam B'soch Tumasim, dwells with them even amidst their defilement. And the Rav continues, he said, Kaviyachal, Kosh Baruch Hu becomes impure from the iniquity of the children of Israel. Sin is contaminating, and even the Shechina mother, Kosh Baruch Hu, becomes contaminated. But the Shechina never departs completely from any Jew. No matter how far he has gone, how deep he is immersed in sin, God is always there. He remains hidden in the inner recesses of the heart of even the worst sinner until the moment arrives when man remembers his maker, renounces his ways, and repents. I thought this passage ties in so beautifully because here too, Rav Soloveitchik is saying that how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate to us? As a Shechina mother, that even when we are so sullied by sin, which Rachmana Litzlan, in days leading up to Mashiach, seems to be the case when so many of Am Yisrael have lost their way, when so many have forgotten they are Jews, when so many do not even know about Torah Mitzvot. They don't even know. We can't fault them. They mamish don't even know. The Shechina never departs. And who comes to clean up from our sin? The Shechina Mother. And that's really what Yeshayahu is describing here. The Shechina Mother will redeem a destroyed world. Pasuk Tazayin tells us Hashem will judge with fire and with his sword all flesh. The slain of the Lord will be many. Be Yemosa Mashiach, ki ba'esh Hashem nishba, ubecharbo eskol basar, v'rabu chalei Hashem. Hashem will judge with sword and with fire. There will be many slain in this time of the end of days. Pasuk Yud Tas tells us, Pasukim Yud Zayin, that was Pasuk Tazayin. Yud Zayin and Yud Ches speaks more that Hashem will punish the sinners and everybody will see the glory of God. Pasuk Yud Tes says that there will be a messenger who is sent to the nations far away. V'shamti bem os, I will give a sign to the nations far away. V'shilachti mehem pelitim, I will send messengers and survivors to these lands. El Goyim, to the nations of the world. Who will I, to which nations? Tarshish, Pol, Velud, Tuval, Vyavan, Haim Haruchokim, Asher Lo Shamu Ashami, Velo Raues Kvodi, Vigidu Es Kvodi Begoyim. In the end of days, all nations that rejected God, that never heard of God, that didn't even know about God, they're going to get the message of the glory of Hashem. And listen to this. Kibbutz Galios. Ah, Pasuchaf. You know, again, this is after Rosh Chodesh. It's not just an exquisite Nevuah, but what does it have to do with Rosh Chodesh? You have to remember that there's always a connection between the Torah and the time. Just like we connect the Torah to the Parsha. What's the connection? The moon waxes and wanes. It grows bigger, but then it diminishes. But from diminishment comes great light once again. And I think that's what the Haftorah has to do with Rosh Chodesh. Before Yemos HaMashiach, there would be a period because of exile and Shibud Malchus that Klal Yisrael has almost disappeared, Kaviyachol, due to assimilation and losing our way. The Yetzer Hara, Rachman Lanzan. But the Shechina Mother is also always there, and she will cause the light of Klal Yisrael to grow great once again. He never, Kadosh Baruch Hu, gives up on us, and we should never give up on ourselves. And in this glorious passage of the end of day, it will not be the waning of Am Yisrael, it will be the waxing, the growth, the beautiful light of Am Yisrael. What will happen when all these nations in these far-off lands hear of Hashem Pasuchof? Wow! These nations will bring, so to speak, metaphorically, describing the ingathering of the exiles, these nations will bring an offering to Karban Mincha, to God. What will be their offering? Your brothers, the Jews who have been dispersed to these lands, will be brought back. Basusim, Barachav, Ubatzabim, covered wagons, Ubapradim, Ubakir, Karos, Alhar, Kodshi, Yerushalayim. All of the Jews who have been dispersed to these faraway lands will be brought back on horse and chariot, wagons, mules, camels, to the mountain of my holy mountain of Yerushalayim. Just like Klal Yisrael brings a Karban Mincha in a purified vessel in the house of the Lord, the Goyim who recognize God will bring Klal Yisrael back to their land, and Yerushalayim is an offering to God. And from them, says Hashem, v'gam meyem ekach l'kohanim l'alevim, amar Hashem, and when the Kohanim and the Levim come back from exile, I'm going to take them back, and they'll serve me once again. Pasuk of Beis, we're coming to the end of the Parak, the end of the Haftarah, and the end of Sefer Yeshayahu. Ki kasher shamayim hechadashim v'arts hechadash, asher ani osa amdim lefanai num Hashem. Just like there is a new heaven and a new earth that I made and stands before me, says God, kein yamod zareichem v'shimchem. So too, the seed of Am Yisrael, the name of Am Yisrael, will remain forever, just like the heavens and the earth. Pasuk Chav Gimel is the second to last pasuk, which we actually repeat after completing the last pasuk, exactly like Eicha. V'haya midei chodesh b'chadasho, u'midei Shabbos b'shabato, yavol kol basol yishtachavos lefanai amar Hashem. And after this great vision of the end of days, where the whole world recognizes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael is brought back, when the Levim and the Kohanim are serving once again, it will be on each and every Shabbos. And I'm sorry, on each and every Chodesh, and each and every Shabbos, all flesh will come to worship and bow down before me, says Hashem. Pasuk of Dalet once again warns us that when those people arrive, they will see the corpses of the sinners. As a reminder that an eternal sign to all that those who sin will be perished and will be destroyed, God, v'yatsu, v'ra'u b'pigrei ha'anashim aposhibi, when they come out, they will see the corpses of those people who sinned against me. Ki tola atam lo tamu, their worm, meaning their punishment, their degradation, their corpses will never die. V'isham lo tichba, their sin will never be extinguished. V'hayu der'on l'chol basar, they will be a sign to all flesh, a disgrace to all flesh. But Steindl's Ketuvim points out the punishment and disgrace of the sinners will be an eternal sign to all to never abandon Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we repeat the second to last pasuk, which we already translated, but let's say it together. V'haya midei chodesh b'chodasho, u'midei Shabbos b'shabato, yavol kol basar lishtachavo, sefanai amar Hashem. Hashem, our Shechina Mother, please take all the tears of Klal Yisrael, the pain of Klal Yisrael, the exile of Klal Yisrael, the trials and tribulations, our confusion amongst the nations of the earth. Please bring to fruition the words of this beautiful Haftorah that we read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so that it will be on every Rosh Chodesh and on every Shabbos, all flesh, with clarity, with ne'imas, with koach, with ratzon, with simcha. Yavol kol basar lishtachavos lefanai. All flesh will come to bow down before you, Amar Hashem. Thank you so much, everybody. Shanizka, Vassar, Besuros, Tovos, Lanu, the Chay Yisrael, Ad Olam Kol Tov. Thank you to all.